To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines.
We are in the northernmost area of Egypt. Alhamdulillah, Azza Jal, the place we have come to visit, the blessed shrine of not one but two great individuals over here. This beautiful building, one which is the Immaculate Building, which is the Masjid also, and as well as the resting place, the shrine of Hazrat Abul Abbas Al-Mursi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Abul Abbas Al-Mursi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a follower of Hazrat Abul Hassan Al-Shazili radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
To visit the saints, the blessed shrines.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, salatu wassalamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Dear viewers, alhamdulillah, we are still in Alexandria. The area is the exact same area because Hazrat Imam Busayri radiallahu ta'ala anhu is buried a minute's walk, or not even that, half a minute from Hazrat Abul Abbas Mursi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, it's stated that once Hazrat Abul Abbas Mursi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had three of his students sitting along with him. One was the great Izz ibn Abdus Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One was Ibn Ada'illah al-Askandariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the third, Hazrat Imam Busayri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said to his three students, he said to Imam Busayri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that your poetry shall reach the level of acceptance, it shall become renowned all over the world. He said to Hazrat Izz ibn Abdus Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that your knowledge shall become famous, you shall become known for your knowledge. And he said to Ibn Ata'illah al-Askandariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, you shall be known for your wisdom. And subhanAllah, this was Hazrat Abul Abbas Al-Mursi radiallahu ta'ala anhu who said this to each of his students. And my dear viewers, Ibn Ata'illah rahimallahu ta'ala, undoubtedly he's known for his wisdom. Hazrat Izz ibn Abdus Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is famous for his knowledge. He's known as a great scholar. And whenever we think of Imam Busayri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we always think of a piece of poetry, the Qasidatul Barda Sharif, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. The poetry of the mantle, the poetry of the cloak. What is the story to this, inshallah, Azza wa Jal? We shall come to hear very soon, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. But remember, alhamdulillah, this Qasidatul Barda, the actual name to it was Kawakibul Durriya fi Madhi Khairil Bariya. The celestial lights, the celestial lanterns in praise of the greatest of all creation. This is the name, and it is famously known as Qasidatul Barda. Why that is, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we shall come to hear. But my dear viewers, we think of famous poets. There was the great Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. He wrote such beautiful poetry. Wa ahsanu minka lam tarqattu aini wa ajmalu minka lam talid an-nisa khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli 'aybin ka'annaka qad khuliqta kama tasha. He says that, and more beautiful than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no eye has ever seen, no woman has ever given birth to anybody more handsome or greater than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he addresses the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, خلقت مبرئا من كل عيب. يا رسول الله, you were created free, completely free from any defect. You don't have any defect whatsoever. كأنك قد خلقت كما تشاء. يا رسول الله, it is as if you have been created just as you had wished to be created. And these are the words of Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he said about Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he had a very, very long life. He lived 120 years, subhanAllah, really. 120 years, quite a long life, my dear viewers. He said about them that 60 years they had spent in Jahiliyyah, 60 years in ignorance. And those 60 years, Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu praised kings, he praised leaders for money and for gifts. And this is very, very similar to the life of Imam Busayri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And for 60 years, after having accepted Islam, he praised Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And in fact, he did not only praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned that once the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was, you know, he asked Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu to stand and recite some poetry. And Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he recites the poetry. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then says to him, now recite poetry for Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then he said that Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he also spoke and he composed such beautiful poetry in praise of the great Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this is, so from this we learn, my dear viewers, that poetry, yes, poetry has also been cursed, by the way. Poetry is something that a person who spends his time in poetry, he is criticized, he is admonished. But which poetry does this refer to? This refers to that which is against the Quran and the Sunnah. And then there is also good poetry. Good poetry is praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, praise of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, praise of the awliya Allah. This is good poetry. It's also mentioned that there was another great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He went by the name of Ka'ab ibn Zuhayr, and his father Zuhayr ibn Abi Salima is from those individuals who have written, the seven individuals who have written the Mu'allaqat, which are known as the Mu'allaqat al-Sab'a. These were the seven, and Mu'allaqat means the hanging, something which is hung. So it refers to the seven hanging poems. And these are seven poems which were composed by seven great poets and brilliant poets. In terms of poetry, yes, they were brilliant. You know, people like Imr al-Qais, and this was another one, Zuhayr ibn Abi Salima. But these people, they were admonished by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. This was before the time of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. And the Meccans, they loved this so much. This poetry, although it wasn't good poetry, my dear viewers, if you are to recite it, it's quite typical. But this poetry was loved and admired so much by the people of Makkah al-Mukarramah that they had it written in gold and they had it hung on the Ka'bah al-Musharrafah. This is what importance they gave to this poetry. One of those, Zubair ibn Abi Salima, his son Ka'b ibn Abi Salima, he also, first mazallah, he wrote poetry against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said that he lampooned mazallah, and he mocked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions. One of his own brothers had accepted Islam and he criticized his brother. And when he heard that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam had said about him, because he had criticized Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was threatened. He was threatened and then he was worried, but he also knew that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most forgiving. So he said that he approached Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, and then he said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if Ka'b was to come to you, then would you forgive him? Or Ka'b is asking for your forgiveness, Ka'b ibn Zuhayr is asking for your forgiveness, will you forgive him? And he wishes to also accept Islam. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam replied, yes. And then he says, I am Ka'b. I am Ka'b ibn Zuhayr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had forgiven him and he also accepted Islam. And then he recited poetry in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers, inshallah, we shall make our way to the blessed shrine of Hazrat Imam Busayri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And alhamdulillah, I have the Qasidatul Burda which is in front of me. And the beautiful thing about this, my dear viewers, is when I was coming here, I was thinking I'm missing something. Really, I felt like I was missing something, and I was thinking maybe I should have brought my Qasidatul Burda book with me. And subhanallah, wallahi, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, a person, as we were speaking, you know, previously, as we were speaking about Hazrat Abul Abbas Mursi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, somebody came and he gifted me this. He said, here, this is a gift, this is a hadiyah. It's a gift taken, and I was excited. It was just what I needed. And inshallah, we shall be reciting this at the blessed shrine of Hazrat Imam Busayri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Let's make our way to this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Imam Busayri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, we are just outside the blessed shrine of Hazrat Imam Busayri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Imam Busayri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, sadly not much is known about their life. Not much is known other than they were born in the 7th century AH. They were born in the first 10 or so years of the 7th century, in 608, 609, somewhere along these lines is when they were born. And they were very, very poor. Hazrat Imam Busayri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they were very, very poor. And initially they did not live a life which was congruent to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it said what they did to earn money was they would, as we mentioned with Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit, you know, that even Hazrat Imam Busayri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would go to the courts of the khalifas or to the leaders, to the kings. When he would go to their courts, he would recite poetry praising them. And then that king would give him a gift, he would give him some money, and this is what he would subside on. So he didn't have much. Now it said there came about a transformation in his life, that sometime during his life, he changed his life around. As to what the reason for this was, there's a difference. Some have said that he was once walking in the market and there was an elderly man who said to him that, have you ever seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your dreams? Another narration states that he once went to a king and he was praising this king, and sitting along with this king or this leader, there was a very, very old man, a very pious man. You can tell he is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this man said to him, have you ever seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your dreams? And he replies that, no, I have not. But that had a huge impact on me. I then had that desire, that wish to see Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. And he said that Hazrat Imam Busayri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he suffered much difficulty, much anxiety, but he went out in pursuit of knowledge. One of his teachers, as we mentioned, was the great Hazrat Abul Abbas al-Mursi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now once, this is the famous story, the story of Burda. You know, alhamdulillah, we are in Alexandria, Egypt, my dear viewers, at the shrines of such great individuals, Hazrat Abul Abbas Mursi and Hazrat Imam Busayri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He is known as Imam Busayri radiallahu ta'ala an. Sharfuddin Muhammad ibn Sa'd Busayri radiallahu ta'ala anhu was his, this is his full name, my dear viewers. It said that he was once suffered a stroke. He suffered a stroke and it was so intense that he was close to being completely paralyzed. He was close to being paralyzed, my dear viewers. He could barely move. He could barely move. And he wished to write the poetry of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some state that he was actually writing the poetry in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this actual qasida, which is known as the Kawakib al-Durriya fi Madhi Khair al-Bariyya. He was writing this qasida, and honestly, it's so brilliant. Inshallah, azzurrah, we shall hear a little of it. And Imam Busayri radhiallahu anhu, he says that whilst he was writing, he fell asleep. Or whilst he was speaking these words, he fell asleep. And he fell asleep, his eyes closed, but his fortune awoken. Awoken by none other than the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam himself. And he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addresses him, he calls out to him, and he says that, oh Busayri, recite that poetry to me which you have just written. And Hazrat Imam Busayri radhiallahu ta'ala anhu, he recites this poetry. And upon having, now this poetry is not very short, my dear viewers, it has about 10 chapters. We've heard of the Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalki kulli himi. And this is what's, you know, famous, and this is what we all recite, and this is, you know, many of us, if we do know a portion, this is possibly all we do know. But my dear viewers, this is such poetry which subhanallah has undoubtedly, with the du'as of his teacher Hazrat Abul Abbas Mursi radhiallahu anhu, gained such acceptance that our functions, our events, when a person is born, for celebrations, for weddings, this poetry is always recited. And it is said that once he had completed reciting this poetry in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed a blessed hands on him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had also taken the cloak or the mantle, and this is why it is known as Qasidatul Burda, the poetry of the mantle, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had placed a mantle over him. And when Hazrat Imam Busayri radhiallahu ta'ala anhu had awoken, then he found that he was now completely able, that paralysis which he suffered from, he had completely recovered from that. And that mantle which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had bestowed upon him, had placed over him whilst he was sleeping, when he awoke, that mantle was still with him. And you know, some say that out of excitement, he ran towards the marketplace. And it said that as he was going towards the marketplace with such joy, with such excitement, a person calls him from behind. It's mentioned that this person's name is Abu Rija Siddiqi. That this person, he calls him from behind. And he says to him that, oh Busayri, recite to me that poetry which you recited last night. And he says, what poetry? You know, he's thinking, who knows about what I had recited last night? He says, that poetry which you wrote last night. He asks, which one? He says, that one which you recited to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He asks, how do you know about that? He says that whilst you were reciting it, I was also present listening to you recite this to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And subhanallah, this was Imam Busayri radhiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this was the story of the Qasidatul Burda. Inshallah azza jal, we shall make our way inside and seek blessings from Hazrat Imam Busayri radhiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
Is it the sense? Mm-hmm. to visit the saints. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. الحمد لله, we are at the graveside of the great Hazrat Sharifuddin Muhammad ibn Sa'ad Busayri radiallahu ta'ala an, and subhanallah, really it feels sensational. My dear viewers, it feels absolutely phenomenal. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. Inshallah, we shall be reciting the Qasida Burda Sharif. And reciting the Qasida Burda Sharif, it is something which is a means of attaining so many blessings, so much barakah in one's lives. If the amount of blessings mentioned about it, subhanAllah, the ulama mentioned so many. If you are in difficulty, recite it. If you wish to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your dreams, recite the Qasida al-Burda Sharif. And it's really, it's so beautiful. And some of my favorite, I wish to just mention a few of my favorites, you can say favorite verses of this poetry of Imam Busayri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One is, وَانْصُبْ إِلَىٰ قَدْرِهِ مَا شِئْتَ مِنْ عِذَمِ, that say whatever you wish about the dignified character of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, of greatness, say whatever you wish. فَإِنَّ فَضْلَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ لَيْسَ لَهُ حَدٌّ, for indeed the grace, the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it is of no limit, there's no limit to it. فَيُعْرِبُ عَنْهُ نَاطِقٌ بِفَمِي, that any person who is a natiq, anybody who is a poet, anybody who speaks, whoever he may be, no matter how eloquent he is in his speech, no matter what rhetoric he possesses, he can never truly pay justice to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And it states, لَوْ نَاسَبَتْ قَدْرَهُ آيَاتُهُ عِذَمًا, that if his greatness, if the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to be equal to his greatness of who he is in terms of عِذَمَ, in terms of greatness, أَحْ يَسْمُهُ حِينَ يُدْعَى دَارِسَ الرِّمَمِ, he says that أَحْ يَسْمُهُ, then just mentioning the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that if the greatness of the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to be equal to the dignified rank of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then just the name or the miracle of his name would bring to life when being called upon. Meaning when mentioning the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this would bring to life darisar rimami, decaying bones. Alhamdulillah, azzalul qasidatul burda of this great sheikh. Undoubtedly, it is full of blessings, and try to make it a practice of yours to read. And inshallah, we shall also read the entire 10 chapters. It is only a few pages, but inshallah, we shall try to read it to gain blessings in the presence of this great Shaykh, Hazrat Sharifuddin Muhammad ibn Sa'ad al Busayri, radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
To visit the saints, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. Blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines.